So today we are going to be spending time in singing and in reading of scripture and in prayer. And we're using as the outline of our worship period this morning, as we focus in on the concept of prayer, we're going to be using verse 2 of Colossians chapter 4, where Paul instructed the brethren to devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. And so those will be the major sections of our worship period this morning. And of course, the first thing that Paul pointed out there is that we need to devote ourselves to prayer. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 14, these all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Acts chapter 6 and verse 4, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Romans chapter 12 and verse 12, Paul says, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17, pray without ceasing.
In Philippians, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4, we read, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all. And in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, for this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers. And then in Romans chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, for God, whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel of his Son, is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you, always in my prayers, making request that perhaps now at last by the will of God, I may succeed in coming to you.
Let's enjoy this prayer together. Our God and our Father in heaven, we come before you now as humbly as we know how. We come before you as a church that loves the Savior. We do what we can to imitate Christ in our life. We pray as much as we can because we understand here we have an opportunity to speak to you. We can do it in our closet. We can do it anywhere we're at. But at this time, we come to you as a group offering this prayer to you and saying how thankful we are for all the gifts in life you've bestowed upon us. We understand clearly as a church that all the things in life that we appreciate, one day we will have an opportunity to express to you, to serve you in heaven, and express to you just how we appreciate all you've done for us here on earth, all the things that we've enjoyed here on earth that you've given to us. We're aware that there's verses such as 1 Corinthians 13 that kind of warns us that if we don't have our prayers in love, if love is not the first thing on our mind for the reason for having these prayers, then we won't be able to move those mountains that we can with our prayers. And our prayer is today that you'll sit with us, that you'll be with us here, and that everything that we do and say will be well-pleasing to you. And we're just so grateful that we can have this opportunity to, as a church, to express our love and our thoughts of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Luke 18, 1 through 8. Now he was telling them a parable to show that all the times they ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man. There was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, give me legal protection from my opponent. For a while he was unwilling, but afterwards he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will wear me out. And the Lord said, hear what the righteous judge said. Now will not God bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day and night, and will he delay long over them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now And we would ask, dear Lord, that you would help us to be like that widow in the parable, that we would be persistent in our prayers, that we would not give up in our prayers. We know, Lord, that you have the power to do great and wonderful and awesome things, and that there's nothing beyond your control or beyond your ability to move or work. And we recognize, Lord, that oftentimes things are not done, not because of a deficiency on your part or power in your hand, but that you are waiting on us to put our faith and our trust in you. And we pray, dear Lord, that you would help us to be a people of faith. We want to ask you to increase our faith. Help us to truly put our trust and our confidence in you, turning things over to you that are too big for us, acknowledging our own shortcomings and our own weaknesses, and asking you for the help that we need, which we know you will give to us. We pray, Lord, that as you help to increase our faith, that it would also help to increase our faithfulness in prayer. We know that you know what we're going to ask even before we ask. And yet we understand that it's still important for us to ask. And so help us to be a kind of people who are devoted to prayer. And help us to be that way because of our great faith in you. And when we find our faith growing weak, we pray, Lord, that you would increase our faith. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Keeping alert in prayer. Matthew 26, verses 36 through 46. And then Jesus came to them in a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took him, Peter, and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be grieved and distressed. And then he said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me." And when he went a little beyond them, he fell on his face and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." And then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, "So you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour. Keep watching and praying that you might not enter temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And he went to them a second time and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping. Their eyes were heavy. And he left them again and went and prayed a third time, saying the same thing once more. And then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you sleeping? Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand." Matthew 6, 7 through 8. "And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard because of their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." 1 Corinthians 14, 14 through 17. If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What is the outcome then? If I pray with the spirit, I will pray with the mind also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the mind also. Otherwise, if you bless in the spirit only, how will the one who fills the place ungifted say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not know what you are saying? For if you're giving thanks well enough, but the other person is not edified.
Let's go to God in prayer now as we think about requesting help to remain alert and stay focused in our prayers. Bow with me. Father in heaven,
We just want to thank you again for this opportunity that we have to be here together, to be assembled, to be your people. We ask that as we pray, not only now, but in all of our prayers, that we look to stay focused. Help us to focus on you, your greatness and your glory, knowing that as we have this avenue of prayer, this ability to speak with you, it is certainly an honor and a privilege. And we ask that you help us to not have our minds wander, not have our minds be distracted. We know that there are many cares and concerns of this world, things that may creep in things that may cause our minds to go elsewhere. But we want to focus on you. We want to keep our heart and our mind attentive, to be alert, to know what we are saying, to not simply have rote or meaningless repetition, but we want to be present, to really think about and concentrate on what we are saying, what we are asking for, and in the way that we can use prayer as an avenue to praise you as well. You are the great and the almighty, the creator of all things, and you deserve and you need to receive our undivided attention. Help us to not only to remain alert, but to be engaged, to be thoughtful in the things that we bring to you. We are just incredibly grateful for being able to come to your throne and know that we need to be alert and focused as we do that. We know that even though we may have a hard time expressing to you the things that we want or things that we need or things that we are just wanting to bring to you, we know that your Son intercedes for us. We know that you understand what's on our hearts, what's on our minds, but we just ask that you help us to be as clear as we can, to remain diligent in our prayers, and to always come to you knowing that that our hearts and our minds need to be focused and staying in concert with you. We pray that we'll look to align our lives with your will, and that we will make changes and applications where we need to, so that we can that we can be better children of yours. We ask and pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
We need to be alert for the saints. Luke 21:36. But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. Ephesians 6:18. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. The examples of prayers for the saints is Ephesians 1, starting in verse 16. Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. And also in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19, For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Philippians 1, 9-11. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with this fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Colossians 1, 9-12. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with power according to his glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
Some more additional prayers for the saints. 1 Thessalonians 3, 10-12. As we night and day keep praying most earnestly that we may see your face and may complete what is lacking in your faith. Now may your God and Father himself and Jesus our Lord direct you and may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all people, just as we do for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1, 11-12. To this end we also pray for you always, that our Lord will count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness and for the work of faith with power, and the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus will be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16-17. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and the God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and the good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen our hearts, your hearts, in every good work and word.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you now, so thankful for this spiritual family that we have here in Canton. Father, we know that we were put here for a reason. We were brought together because it's in your grand design. Father, we pray that you be with us as we continue to grow. We ask that we always look to put you first in the decisions that we make and the growth that we make. Father, we ask that you be with us as we think about those that have fallen away. Father, we need to be tender and loving as we approach these people to be able to help to bring them back and just bring them back in love. Father, we ask that you be with us each and every day of our lives and be with this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praying with the attitude of thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In Philippians 4, 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
As we think about giving thanks to God for our blessings, we need to remember to thank him for the blessing that we have of our salvation. In Romans chapter 6, in verse 17, Paul writes, "But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed." Romans chapter 7, verses 24-25. "Wretched man that I am, Who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56 and 57, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Some prayers for our brethren. Romans 1:8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world. Romans 16:3-4. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, for my life I risk their own necks, to whom not only would I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. 1 Corinthians 1:4. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:16. Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers. If you bow with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in prayer to thank you, not only for the ones that are here, but for our brethren throughout the world. We thank you so much for binding us together as a family through your Son's blood, through your Son's sacrifice, through your Son's life. We thank you so much for bringing us together as a family, that especially in hard times we can come together and comfort one another, and we can be just one family. And we know we're not alone in this world. We're not alone in this life. We know we have one another to lean upon. And we know we have you as our rock. We thank you for the salvation that you have brought us through your Son. We thank you for your cleansing of our sins, our washing away of our old life. We thank you for being able to be peaceful, be at peace with our sin, because we know that you have washed it away. You have forgiven it. Let us forgive ourselves. Let us forgive one another as you have forgiven us, without terms. We know that you want us to love you. You don't force us to love you. And we need to realize that's what we need from one another as well. We want to obey you because we love you, and we love you because you have sacrificed everything for us, and you are our God, and you are our Creator. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
After we give thanks to God for the spiritual blessings that he's given to us, it's appropriate not to forget to thank him for the physical blessings that we receive. James chapter 1, verse 17, James writes, "Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15, Paul writes, "Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, he scattered abroad and he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. Because of the proof given by this ministry, they will glorify God for your obedience to your confession of the gospel of Christ and for the liberality of your contribution to them and to all. While they also, by prayer on your behalf, yearn for you because of the surpassing grace of God. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift."
Let us pray. Father, we are so thankful for all the many blessings that you have given us each and every day of our lives. We're so blessed by your love that you give us these blessings that are too numerous to even count. The health that you give each and every one of us, keeping us away from sicknesses, the ones in our congregation here and others, friends and family that you have blessed after their surgeries and procedures that you are allowing them to heal and that they will soon be better as they was before they had the operation, before when their life was normal. We're so thankful, Father, for all them blessings that you just give us each and every day of our health, for our children, of our family members. We're so blessed that you bless us also with the homes that you have provided for us. We have a place, a comfortable place to live because of you, because you have granted us everything as far as our jobs. You have given us the jobs that we may have these means and that you give to us endlessly, that we have a comfortable place here to worship in that you have provided for us. Let us always remember, Father, that all things come from you, that we may go out and work for these things, but in the end, they all come from you. It is your great blessing that gives them to us, that we can enjoy, and that we hope that we would use in a manner that is pleasing to you and use to glorify you. Father, we are so thankful for allowing us to assemble here today. We're so thankful for our freedom. Most of all, Father, we are so thankful for your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth and died on the cross that we, all of us, may have forgiveness of our sins and that hope of eternal life. And that is what we are most thankful for, Father, for let us never forget that each and every day, what the true blessing and that your Son and our Savior was. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
A final request to be heard by God. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. The next one is 1 John 5, 14 through 15. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him.
Bow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, there are a few words that we can say that describe how thankful we are for all that you have done for us. We are so thankful for our family here in Canton, this church that we have here, that we can come together and be edified by one another, be built up, ready to go attack another week in this world. We thank you so much for our brethren everywhere. We pray for the ones that are still suffering. We pray for the ones that are in hard places, that are struggling to get together. We just pray that you are with them. We know how hard it is to be apart, but we know how great it is to be together. We thank you so much for the salvation that you have offered us through your Son. I, for one, have tasted that greatness, that great sacrifice of your Son. I have seen what it truly does to a person. And I thank you so much for that for myself. And I thank you for that for everybody in here. I thank you for the cleansing of my sins. I thank you for the renewing of my life. And I thank you for the peace that you have given me. And I pray everybody here has tasted that peace. I just pray for everybody as we go out into this world. We pray that we keep our minds and our hearts upon you, and we are that light and salt that you have commanded us to be. The world needs that light right now, that needs that salt. Let us step up and be that. It'll shine brighter and it'll taste better today in this world. We pray for everybody in this world. We pray for our government. We pray for our leaders. We pray that your hand is upon them. And we pray that they follow your hand. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for sending him for us. We thank you for his death. We thank you for his life. And we are so thankful he's still alive today, watching us today. And in his name we pray. Amen.